So-called superbugs are building up resistance to existing drugs on the market. That could become a big problem.
By 2050, we could be looking at millions of deaths per year worldwide due to antibiotic-resistant infections if we can't find ways to develop new drugs.
That's Bradley Biochemistry Professor Brad Andersch. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.
Today is Tuesday, March 30th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. A new air conditioning system at one Peoria County High School hinges on whether voters are willing to accept a property tax increase. Joe Deacon reports.
Limestone Community High School District 310 Superintendent Alan Gresham says air conditioning is now expected in educational settings, and the school in Bartonville is now in the minority without it.
We have 8 feeder districts that come to Limestone. They all have air conditioning. All the Middle Ini schools have air conditioning that they offer to their students and staff, and all the high schools in Peoria County offer their staff and students an air-conditioned learning environment.
A $7.8 million referendum on next week's ballot would pay for air conditioning in 70 classrooms. The money would also be used for renovations and expansion of the music rooms. The 10-year bonds would increase annual property taxes in the district about $74 per $100,000 of assessed value. Gresham says he just wants people to know about the plans when they go to cast their votes.
The good, the bad, the ugly, you know, the good is it's going to provide some new things for us. The bad and the ugly is here's the cost of it. You know, this stuff isn't cheap, and it does cost money.
Gresham says it's the students who will benefit most from adding AC.
There's studies that show that air conditioning does improve cognitive functions and improve test scores. Every year we start the year with a heat schedule for usually at a minimum of 2 weeks where our kids are out early because of the excessive heat, so we would gain some instructional time.
If approved, Gresham says the AC system could be fully in place by the 2023-2024 school year. I'm Joe Deacon.
Here's some more stories that are on deck in the WCBU newsroom. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin is advocating bipartisanship and compromise rather than ending the filibuster. Peoria's 1st District Council candidates have differing levels of support on plans to expand the warehouse district. And Peoria's 2nd District Council candidates both say they have plans to address homelessness in River City. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Bradley University biochemistry professor Brad Andersch is researching ways to combat drug-resistant bacteria. He's also a Pew Charitable Trust Superbugs ambassador. Tim Shelley spoke with Andersch.
What's happened is due to the exposure of bacteria, organisms, to the different drugs that we use for treating them, is that those bacteria have developed the ability to live in the presence of those drugs, and so they become resistant to it. We see the same thing in agricultural fields. You'll find that some of the plants have become resistant to Roundup. You see the same thing as people talk about viruses, that they can become resistant to some of the drugs that we use for treating them. You saw that a lot in the HIV fight that continues to this day, in that many of those treatments, organisms have become resistant to it. And that's the biggest fear right now, even as we're looking at the current pandemic, is that the virus will eventually have a mutation that will make our current lines of defense inactive against them.
What do we do in response to that?
What we've been doing for the last 6 decades, really, since the process for producing penicillin on a large scale, which was developed here in Peoria, is to constantly modify the drugs that we're using or find new drugs that could be used that the organisms have not developed the resistance to. And the problem is that we're no longer doing that as much as we used to. If we think about the issue of drug development, it's incredibly expensive for a company to take on that initiative. There are estimates that it costs, and these are estimates, $1.5 billion to develop a new drug. As you go through all of the development, all the testing, all the federal regulations, and doing all of the clinical trials, and then putting that drug onto the market. And antibiotics are just a different category of medication than we typically think of using, because we use them for very short periods of time. It's very difficult to recover. The investment has to be made. And the large pharmaceutical companies have pulled out of the business because it's not profitable. I mean, they are a business. They have to make a profit, and they can't make a profit. In the United States, 35,000 people per year die of infections due to organisms that we don't have treatments for. 2.4 million people annually in the United States are infected with organisms that have shown resistance to some of the drugs we're using. Thankfully, in most of those cases, they were eventually able to find a drug to treat that infection and clear it, but the fear is that we won't be able to do that much longer. There are some that estimate that by 2050, we could be looking at millions of deaths per year worldwide due to antibiotic-resistant infections if we can't find ways to develop new drugs.
This is kind of where some of your research comes in, right? You're actively doing some research right now on antibiotics, if you could talk a little bit about that.
So what we're trying to do is kind of a twofold approach. One is trying to find how we can modify compounds to make them more effective at either inhibiting the growth or killing the organism. Along those lines, then, as we're trying to develop new compounds, we're also trying to figure out what mode of action they have and if we could possibly find an alternative strategy for killing the organisms. But that's just one mechanism. If we can find a different mechanism that the organisms haven't been exposed to previously, we could potentially then have another opportunity to buy us a few years. And that's really all we're doing, is we're trying to keep ahead and just buy time. Where a lot of the research really needs to be happening is understanding how the organisms are developing this resistance. And that's where it kind of comes into understanding the role of basic research and the funding mechanisms that support basic research. Developing new drugs is a temporary solution. It buys you time. It doesn't solve the real problem. It will always have resistance developing.
For more of this interview, go to WCBU.org. And before we let you go, register for the Peoria Area Chamber of Commerce 1-hour virtual speed networking Zoom event happening today at 4. And that's it for On Deck today. Thanks for being here. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm Agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.